room, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan. With low-income plans, priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. As spring brings an increase in wildlife activity, experts are reminding the public that young animals found alone are usually not abandoned and should be left undisturbed. Fawns, young rabbits, and fledgling birds are often left by their parents for extended periods while the adults search for food. Wildlife officials say this behavior is a natural survival strategy that helps keep predators from locating vulnerable young animals. People who encounter baby wildlife are encouraged to observe from a distance and avoid handling or relocating the animals unless they appear injured or are facing an immediate threat. In case of an injury, a licensed wildlife rehabilitator should be contacted. Many wild animals also nest near homes and businesses, taking advantage of locations that can offer protection from predators. Officials note that active bird nests, along with eggs and young birds, are protected under state and federal law. Disturbing and removing occupied nests without authorization can violate protections established under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Residents can help wildlife by keeping pets and children away from nests and young animals and by preventing nesting in problem areas before eggs are laid. Wildlife experts say fledgling birds commonly spend time on the ground while learning to fly and continue receiving care from their parents. Moving these birds can make it difficult for the adults to locate them. The overall message from conservation officials is simple. When it comes to baby life or wildlife, being alone does not necessarily mean being abandoned. Giving young animals space offers them the best opportunity to survive and thrive in their natural environment. And in Huron County Circuit Court hearing today, Judge Prill addressed the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Christopher Allen Smith. The hearing concerned the people's motion to revoke bond. Defendant Christopher Allen Smith was not present. His attorney, Michelle Arsiev, informed the court that Smith is reportedly at Shure Hospital's emergency room experiencing chest pains and anxiety. This information was relayed by Smith's girlfriend, as the attorney had not yet spoken directly with her client. Chief Assistant Attorney David J. Wallace noted a prior issue, stating that Smith failed to complete a required test on May 30th, calling after hours to inquire about it. Wallace requested a bench warrant for Smith's failure to appear and for documentation of his hospital visit. The defense attorney requested an adjournment to allow Smith to appear and to provide medical verification, asking the court not to issue a bench warrant. Judge Prill ruled that Smith must provide information to the court regarding his current medical state by 11:30 a.m. today. Failure to do so will result in a bench warrant being issued for his arrest. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Spring is here, and it's the perfect time to refresh your internet with M3 Wireless. As days get longer and life gets busier, you need a connection that keeps up. Enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds for streaming, gaming, working from home, and staying connected to what matters most. Whether you're catching up on your favorite shows, video chatting with friends, or running a busy household, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth, reliable experience without buffering or slowdowns. Their network is built for multiple devices, giving you the speed and stability you can count on every day. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless strong, reliable internet you can count on all season long.
When a child is struggling with their mental health, the adults around them can make all the difference. Parents, teachers, coaches, anyone who shows up in a child's life. That's why the Kids Mental Health Foundation provides free, expert-developed tools and resources to help adults support the kids they care about.
Having those resources is the same as the CPR class to me. We're trying to save a life here.
Kids Mental Health starts with us. Find free resources at kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County Bridge project that was started this month isn't expected to be completed until late July. Maintenance work is being done to the Limerick Road Bridge over the Pinnebog River between Champaign and Grasmere Roads. Some of the work that will be done to the bridge is patching, sealing, and beam patching. While the work is being done, Limerick Road will be closed to through traffic, with a detour directing traffic to use Champaign, Kendy, and Grasmere Roads. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans, prices as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.